Beak with Molly's bestie, Richard Pascoe, for the Telstra Shop, Murray Bridge and Mount Barker.
Yeah, let's do it. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Good morning.
Good morning on Showdown Week. Morning, Molly. My words with friends, companion.
Yeah. Did you see that word I just put in? So good.
No.
I got a double combo.
I've got the phone up to my ear at the moment, so yes.
It is Showdown Week. Port Adelaide going to get the chocolates against the Crows in Showdown 50.
I think they will. I said to somebody yesterday, I said, if the Crows start on Friday, I think they might have a chance of getting in front of us by the time we roll up on Saturday night. So, yes.
Well, let's hope we're not eating our words by this time next week.
We'll be right, Damon.
Richard, let's start with the App Store this morning. Apparently, you think there's a couple of apps that need to be removed from it. What apps?
That have been removed.
Oh, that have gone.
Have been removed. Apple and Google done a really good thing on this. There was an app out on there called Unjected. It billed itself as a like for like-minded people that support medical autonomy and free speech. It was essentially Tinder for anti-vaxxers.
Oh.
Gee.
So, yes. So what they've done is they've basically gone along and squashed that app. Google have also told Unjected they've got 2 weeks to either fix their app up and get that term taken off there altogether, or they'll get booted off as well. The other thing that Google have done in their app store is removed all references to sugar daddies on there as well. So, which is really good thing to see. I'm cleaning this up immensely for this time in the morning. So things like sugar dating, which probably involves lollies.
what is a sugar daddy, Richard?
it's called compensated sexual relationships. Molly, there we go.
Very professional term. Well done, Richard.
Nice.
It's good. I thought you'd like that. So they've removed all of that for the App Store. Well done, Google and Apple, for pulling those things off. So, yes.
Well, apparently Apple and Microsoft are not going broke anytime soon. Tell us about this.
No, they're not. This is Richard's finance report. Apple for last quarter posted revenue of $81.4 billion, that's with a B, and net quarterly profit of $21.7 billion. Microsoft as well, quarterly revenue of $46.2 billion with $16.5 billion in revenue. Oh. A lot of that's got to do with because so many, the workforce has changed in that time. People are buying new computers. But no, monster figures from those two companies. Now, the iPad also had a very interesting quarter as well. They sold 12.9 million iPads. They actually sold more iPads than Samsung, Amazon, and Lenovo combined.
Oh, dominating market.
Dominate the market as well. And Tim Cook, in his presentation when he gave the finance figures out, mentioned Australia and said the number one and number two phone in Australia are the iPhone 12 Pro and the iPhone 12. So, interesting figures.
Apple fans here in Oz. Hey, on my Instagram stories over the last couple of days, Richard, I've actually seen a little bit of this where people have been able to find ways on their phones to show that they're vaccinated. I've got my vaccination done, and you get your certificate signed manually, but you can get an automatic certificate as well?
You can. If you install the Medicare Plus app, I'm actually going to put this post up on the website today for people as well. So if you've had your AstraZeneca or your Pfizer, I get my second dose in about 9 days' time as well. You can actually add it to your digital wallet on the Express Plus Medicare app. All you have to then do is make sure you install the app, you connect it with your MyGov account, and all your vaccinations will be easily displayed on your phone as well. So I think that's a really good thing for so many people and for Australia moving forward as well.
So that's all of your vaccinations, not just COVID stuff?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Not just the COVID. So, you know, because I have to go and see some people and in villages and things, and I can't go in there unless I display my flu vaccine and all of that.
Right.
So I've always carried around a piece of paper I got from my doctor, but now I'll just be able to show my phone.
This is really interesting. Well, my friend has just had a baby and they said that they'd prefer, everyone who comes to visit the baby to have XYZ shots. And it took me bloody forever to figure out what I've had and haven't had. So this is great. This has come at the perfect time for me, Richard. Thank you.
There we go. Always here to help you, Molly.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Well, believe it or not, guys, BlackBerry are going to make another phone. How embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
Exactly right. So BlackBerry announced a partnership with Onward Mobility. And really, who thought BlackBerry actually still around, to be quite honest? You know, as well. And so they said they'll be launching a 5G smartphone with BlackBerry's traditional physical keyboard. Can I just say, nobody wants this unless you're an absolute hipster that likes things from 20 years ago. We've moved on, people, as well.
Sometimes it's hard to move on, Richard.
Exactly. Personal experience, Molly.
Yeah. So they've actually lined up a pre-commitment page as well. I'd pre-commit to anything over this piece of crap as well. So they haven't made a phone in a long time as well. So, you know, I don't... You know, you can go along and register to go along as well, you know, for it. But why do we want? We don't need the physical keyboard in this day and age where touch screens are the norm on there as well. So, BlackBerry, go away. We don't want you anymore. Unless you come up with something very inventive, and going backwards in time is not inventive.
Richard has shooed them away, Molly.
Yeah, I like that. I like it when Richard's feisty.
It's an official shooing. AdelaideTechGuy.com. Richard, we'll do it all again next Wednesday.
Look forward to it.